Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In a moment, we're going to tell you how to get the Daily Hope Advent Calendar. This special resource will help you experience all that Christmas promises. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part three of a message called The Prayer of Fulfillment.
Here's a second way you get God's power in your life. This one's going to surprise you. By taking risks to obey God. By taking a risk to obey God, God says, when you take a risk to do what I tell you to do, even when it's hard, even when it's unpopular, even when it may cost you, even when it doesn't make sense, even when it may be expensive, even when nobody else around you is doing it, if you'll do what I tell you to do and you'll take that risk and you'll obey me, I will pour out my power in your life. You see, we only grow when our faith is being stretched. And it's stretched beyond our comfort zone. And in that comfort zone, we take risks. If you're not taking any risks in your life, then you don't need any faith. And if you don't have any faith, you are being unfaithful. If I were to ask you, how many of you would like to see a miracle? Everybody raise your hands. You know, yeah, everybody would want to see a miracle. Sure. How does God do a miracle? Here's the key. God does a miracle when you make the first move, when you take the first step. He releases his power the moment you step out in faith. There are stories all through Scripture that illustrate this. When God freed the children of Israel from 400 years of bondage in Egypt, and they're coming back to Canaan, to Palestine, to the, quote, promised land, they come up to the Jordan River. Joshua is there, and the floodwaters, it's springtime, and so the floodwaters coming out of Galilee, going down into the Dead Sea, are too high, and they can't cross over the river. And so they're thinking, wait a minute, we're here, and we can't even get in? Okay, we can't even get in. And God says, do you want to see a miracle? Yes. Do you trust me? Yes. Then step in the water. What? Now, and how about God, you do a miracle, kind of like at the Red Sea, part the whole thing, and then we'll walk through. And God says, I don't do it that way again. I like to do it new ways. This is a test. It is a test of your faith. I want you to step into the water. These rushing floodwaters coming down? Yes, I want you to step into the water. So the leaders walk out and they walk into the Jordan River up to their ankles. Nothing happens. They walk out a little bit further, get up to their knees. Nothing happens. They walk out a little bit further, it gets up to their thighs. Nothing's happening. Anytime now, God. Okay, anytime. Keep walking. They walk out and they get up to their waist. And then God does a miracle. And further upstream, he cuts the flow down, and the waters begin to recede until they get low enough that everybody can walk across. Here's the point. If you want to see a miracle, you must make the first step. You're not waiting on God for a miracle. He's waiting on you. If you want to walk on water, you got to get out of the boat. Never be afraid to go out on a limb. That's where the fruit is. And remember the lesson of the turtle. He only makes progress when he sticks his neck out. So I'm doing it all the time. I'm always sticking my neck out. And all kinds of people are trying to cut it off. You may have noticed. I'm always sticking my neck out. But that's the only way you make progress. How do you live in God's power, in God's kingdom, and by God's power? By praying, by taking risks. And you don't wait to feel confident. You move ahead and you're fearful. Let me tell you what. You know what you're most afraid of doing right now? The thing that you're most afraid of? Do it. If you want to see a miracle, do the thing you fear the most. And you step out in faith. And you know what? God's going to bail you out. It's how the power does not come before. The power comes during. Can't tell you how many times I have stood in front of large crowds. And before I would go out to the large crowd, I'm going, I'm weak. I don't have anything to say. I feel inadequate. God, surely somebody else could be doing this. I'm getting ready to walk out in front of hundreds of thousands of people, or maybe millions of people. And I don't know what to say, and I don't know how to say, and God, I feel so weak. And God just says, Rick, take that first step. And you step out, and the power falls. It doesn't come backstage. I've never had the power fall backstage. When you do the thing you fear the most, God shows up. So don't wait to feel confident. Move ahead in spite of your fear. Move ahead in spite of your feelings, and God will bless it. That's how you live by God's power. Now, let me just pause right here and say, what do you know that God wants you to do and you haven't done it yet? Open your life to the love of Jesus Christ. Be baptized. Get involved in some kind of ministry. Join a small group. Become a host of a small group. What is scaring you to death? That's the very thing God wants to do in your life and show his power. There's one other way you live by God's power, and that's by not giving up. We get God's power when we pray. We get God's power when we step out in advance and take a risk. And we get God's power when we hold on, when we don't give up, and when you're discouraged. Because in order for God to grow your faith, he's got to test it. And when you're going through difficulties and delays and dead ends and despair and discouragement, God is saying, this is a test. And I'm going to teach you how to trust me so I can pour my faith in you. And if you hang on, God will bless you. How do I live for God's kingdom? F-I-R-S-T. How to live in kids? How do I live by God's power? I pray, I take risks in faith, I do the thing I fear the most, and I hang on. How about the third one? Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. How do I live for God's glory? That's the third thing you've got to do if you're going to live a fulfilled life. I must live for God's glory. In his kingdom, by his power, for his glory. How do you do that? Well, let's talk about it. First, I must live for his glory. The Bible says this. Look on your outline. Jesus died to defeat sin, and now he lives for the glory of God. So you should consider yourselves dead to sin and able to live for the glory of God through Christ Jesus. Whose glory are you living for? Some of you are living for the glory of yourself. Some of you are living for the glory of your boyfriend. Some of you are still trying to be what your parents want you to be, and you're living for your parents' glory. No, 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 no. God didn't put you here on the earth to fulfill the desires of your parents, or your husband, or your wife, or me, or anybody else. God says, I want you to live for my glory. You see, what happens today, the reason why people are unfulfilled is they give first-class allegiance to second-class causes, and then those causes betray them. Some people, they live for their job. You could lose your job. Anyone want to give a testimony right now? Don't ever live for your job. Just don't do it. God says there's only one thing worth living for, the glory of God. And he says, I want you to learn to give first-class allegiance to first-class causes. I talked to a guy one time who told me, he said, you know, Rick, very successful guy. He said, I climbed the ladder of success, and I did it. And when I got to the top, I discovered that the ladder was leaning against the wrong wall. He wasted his life living for the wrong thing, living for making money, living for being popular, living for pleasure, living for yourself, living for sex, living for money, living for food, living for anything like that. Only God is worthy of your first class allegiance because he made you, he loves you, he has a plan for your life, and he's the one worthy. So how do I do this? How do I live for the glory of God? Well, I could give you 100 ways to live for the glory of God. Let me just give you 4 real quick. Write these down. Number one, the first way to live for the glory of God is show love to everybody. Show love to everybody. Did you know that every time you show love, it gives glory to God? Because God is love, it shows what God is like. And remember, glory is revealing what God is really like. God says, I am loving, I am compassionate, and I want you to be like me. I want you to develop my character. Now, you're never going to be God. You're never going to be a little teeny tiny God, okay? But God says, I want you to become godly. I want you to develop my character, like father, like son, like father, like daughter. I want you to learn to love people the way I love people. God is love. And he says, well, every time you do that, it shows my glory. And I want you to love like me. And of course, one of the ways you do that is just by accepting people. Now, a lot of people say, but I don't like all the things that they do. Well, just because you don't like what they do doesn't mean you can accept them. Do you understand the difference between acceptance and approval? You can accept someone, you can love someone without approving of everything they do. Big difference. We are to accept everybody. We are not to approve everything that everybody does. Does that make sense? So no matter what people do, or who they do it with, or how they do it, or how long they do it, or whatever, doesn't matter. You are to love them. You are to accept them. It does not mean you approve of what they do. God loves you. It doesn't mean he approves of everything you do. Love is not saying, I approve of everything you do. Love is saying, I accept you in spite of what you do. The scripture tells us this, there on your outline. Warmly welcome each other. That means accept each other. Warmly welcome each other into the church. Just as Christ has warmly welcomed you, then God will be glorified. Do you see what this is saying here? It's saying it doesn't require super talent to glorify God. Simple hospitality brings glory to God. Notice this, warmly welcoming each other. He says, just as Jesus warmly welcomed you, God will be glorified. Simple hospitality glorifies God. Being friendly, being hospitable, being civil, being accepting, being loving brings glory to God. Can you be nice to people? Oh, I don't think I can do that. If you can be nice to people, you can bring glory to God. If you can be hospitable, the gift of hospitality. Okay? How do I glorify God? Some of you say, Rick, how could I glorify God? I'm not a teacher like you. I'm not a leader. I'm not one of these good singers. How can I bring glory to God in our congregation? Can you be nice to people? Yeah. Then you can be a host. You don't have to teach anything. You don't have to lead anything. All you have to do is be nice to people. You can do this. Say, I'm scared. That's the point. Step out in faith. Take a risk. Walk out on the water and it'll hold you up. If you want God's power in your life, do something that you're afraid to do. You could be a host.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Recently, Pastor Rick had our graphic designers create a beautiful frameable version of the Lord's Prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in a moment, but first, fall is here, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we want to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife Kay created an Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. This two-part resource includes a calendar with a special door for every day of December that opens to reveal a hidden image and an encouraging Bible verse. Use it with the companion daily devotional booklet to help you and your family draw closer to Jesus and prepare your heart for the real celebration. The Daily Hope Advent Calendar will help you spend the holidays worshiping instead of worrying, slowing down, and reconnecting with God, and expressing gratitude for the true meaning of the season. You'll want to get the Daily Hope Advent Calendar and devotional booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st. This resource is a perfect way to share the gift of Jesus at Christmas with your friends and family. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news of Jesus Christ to people everywhere. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. There are only 2 days left to request your Daily Hope Advent Calendar, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I want you to listen to this testimony from a listener in Monterrey, Mexico. Jonas Alvarez writes, "Hi there, Pastor Rick. My name is Jonas Alvarez, and I'm an English teacher in Monterrey, Mexico. I listen to Daily Hope every day by podcast, and it has profoundly enriched my life. I recommend to my students to listen to it and to practice their English skills." Hey, that's a great idea. "And I know for sure that if they do, they're going to get much more than just learning English. Thank you so very much. Sincerely, Jonas." Well, thanks for writing, Jonas. My prayer is that Daily Hope will bring the hope that we find in Jesus to your students, just as we're praying that it brings hope to people all around the world. By the way, did you notice how Jonas is sharing Daily Hope podcast with his students? I think that's a great idea. My question to you is, who are you sharing the Daily Hope podcast with? Who could you tell about this good news? You know, good news is so good, we can't keep it to ourselves. You got to share it. So if you shared Daily Hope with somebody else, would you let me know about it? Write me. You know the address, rick@pastorrick.com. It's just rick@pastorrick.com. And tell me your story of how you're sharing Daily Hope with other people.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.